crickets. I can't even. That was heartbreaking.
You know, you're allowed to swear. Me and Chris don't swear, right, Chris?
No, I swear. I've heard you. I listened to the podcast.
And then you changed
Hello.
It to like effing.
Did I swear?
I'm like effing. And then he beeped it out at the end of one of them. Remember,
you were
like,
out?
We're like, fuck COVID. Yeah, fuck you. No, fuck you.
And then oh
you're
my like, God. Beep. My mother might hear it. That's why.
Is this?
Oh,
are
see,
we recording?
I'm like, I don't know if I want to tell people because I don't know what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So
I can, you know. I don't like to edit just stuff out. I just like to use
Don't edit.
Just
edit
think about
anything.
That when you're talking.
Exactly.
Like,
precisely.
Your content. Like.
Yes. Yes.
So I've been recording. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
We are on the freaking air, and that's as dirty
effing,
as I'm gonna get.
The effing air.
The effing air. Oh my God! We have 3 mics on this podcast for the first time ever.
It's a threesome.
Oh my God! First edit.
Oh my God!
First edit of the show. Oh,
that's
so we have a special
first edit.
Guest.
What?
Oh, we were trying to think of what we should call you.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh yeah. What should we call you?
I don't know.
What do you want to be called?
Yeah. I don't know.
What's
Fluffy?
Your What's your stripper name?
What was
like, what's our stripper?
Diamond.
No, not what was your stripper name. What would be your stripper
oh,
name?
Oh, that's funny.
Diamond.
Diamond.
I'd be rich. I wouldn't be sitting here if
rich?
I were a stripper.
Rich.
Thank
that's
you.
A guy's
rich
name.
Rich is a guy's name.
No,
yeah, right.
I said I would be rich. Oh. I wouldn't be sitting here if I were a stripper.
Oh.
You guys would not know me.
Wow. So, happy
not talking about the main stripper.
Happy Saturday. What are we going to talk about? Let's talk about granny dating. Go. I'm listening.
Granny dating.
No,
wow. Ouch.
So, Tony
I'm
and
joking.
I are married, but our guest is not. So, we're talking about dating in your 50s.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Because that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
You've got a date.
Yeah.
It's
you
like
do.
Nature.
Well, can I refer back to another podcast? B was your guest, and she said she was doing outside of her box. You know what I mean? To open more opportunities.
Yes,
and
right.
That is so true. That is so apt. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, because I was thinking the same thing all year.
What?
You got to go outside of your box.
You do.
Go for something that you wouldn't ordinarily. Go for
exactly.
Hello, that's, I'm still single.
No, that's what happens.
Right.
So
I'm
when
still
you say,
single.
When you say, oh, I, you know, that's not my type, or that's
I don't
not
have
my
a type.
Well, obviously, if all these types that you think you have aren't working because you don't, you know, you haven't met
I
the right
don't,
one.
That's
so
right.
You have to change your type or,
so
or add a
what
few.
What you're
more.
Saying is a like 50-year-old gamer that lives with his mom has a chance.
Yeah.
He's outside your
perhaps.
Box. Perhaps. Wow.
He is definitely outside my box.
I knew a bunch of those.
I mean, he's definitely outside my box. Would I date him? Yeah, I'm not going to judge him.
You can
I mean,
let him into your box.
Well, I highly doubt that. I am
sorry,
selective.
Mom.
Okay.
Mama.
See,
that's an edit. You're so bad.
An edit?
I'm just kidding. Oh.
We never edit.
Never.
But anyway, so what's out there? Where do you have to go? Do you go online? Do
I did. I go online. I have been online for probably... It'll probably be like 2 years, and I do 3 different sites.
Do you have to sign up and pay for the sites, or do you?
Well,
do you get more options if you pay money?
Well, let me tell you a story. I paid for eHarmony.
Okay.
Very reputable site, correct?
Yeah.
I met the biggest scammer on eHarmony, and I paid, and that was a lot of money, and it's a lot of crap to get on that site. Oh. Well, it's not really crap. I guess it's weeding out. They're vetting you.
Exactly. Yes.
So,
and that was a bust.
What about just
do you
like
get
meeting?
Your money back if
what
you
about meeting
no,
a
no,
scammer?
No, you
what
don't get your money
What about meeting people in this building?
No, thank you. I see.
Nobody?
I have a rule. Can I just say my rule? I don't shit where I eat.
Mm-hmm. That's a big rule. Everybody.
That's
has
a
that
huge
one.
Rule. Yeah. And if people would follow that rule, there would be less drama in the workplace. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't date anybody that lived in my building or
New Hampshire.
No, no, that's not, no.
New
no,
England.
No.
New England.
United States.
Well, I mean, I like them far enough away, but not too far. Does that make sense?
No, it definitely
is that, like,
makes
to
sense
keep it
to
safe?
Me.
Like, in case it doesn't work out, it's easier to
pretty
kinda,
much.
Like,
I don't
want to
be
off.
Running into them in the grocery store.
Right,
like,
you
ew,
don't
want to. You know?
Grocery
you know what I'm
store.
Saying?
Grocery store is a good place to pick up.
No,
people.
It's not. It's
no, not,
not
anymore. We live
no.
Like in
hey,
the
Hey, listen,
past.
I tried to go to a Home Depot. They used to host these kids' things on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, like where you can make a birdhouse or
exactly.
Like a.
Exactly. So
something.
I went to that and I'm like, holy shit.
You don't even have
like
any
a
kids.
Gold mine.
You don't even
no, I brought my granddaughter. Don't be silly. I'm like, this is a gold mine. This was like a good little spot to meet. Like some good looking grandpas.
There you go.
Wow.
And.
No, nothing.
No,
nothing.
It was
nothing.
All about
it always
it was
ends
all
with nothing.
That bought the grandkids.
No, it wasn't. It was really mostly the men with their kids and
Really?
Yeah, it's at Home Depot. Hello.
I know.
How fun is that?
Well, what's the difference between like when you were young, like first starting out and dating, and then now?
Oh, that sucked. I like now.
Now's better.
Oh my God,
because
now
you're
is so
not,
much
you're
better.
Not afraid to like.
Because there's no
break
pressure.
There's none, zero.
Like you don't have to. You're not looking for a guy that you're gonna have kids with.
Absolutely
and, like,
not.
Do that part of your life. You're already through that part.
Like, why is it hard when you're young?
Because I don't really think that you know what you want when you're young.
You don't.
Well, is it about fear? Like,
absolutely. Probably rejection. Probably.
Your likes are a lot different when you're young. It's. I think you're very
superficial
when you're young because you're
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely.
They're very close.
Everybody
they're
wants
all
a bad
based
boy.
On looks or, you
the
know.
The good guys never win when you're young. I hate
it's
to
true.
Say that. I hate to say that.
Yeah.
They're always friend zoned.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate because,
guys
I mean, looking back, aren't you like.
Well, looking back, you should have listened to your mother. My mother always said. You should have married him, or you should have been with him. He really liked you. Why didn't you like him? And I didn't. I mean, I'm happy now,
but
of course,
I feel like, so I think about this, and this is what I say when I meet people. I like to be single. I don't hate it. I'm looking for a mate. I wanna find my best friend, my lover, you know what I mean? All in the same man. Yeah. I don't know what it looks like.
Yeah.
I haven't found it yet.
Right.
I can't list his attributes. I don't know what he looks
You'll
like.
You'll just know.
I'll just know.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't happen, that's okay.
Yeah.
What about six-pack abs?
That's really not important to me.
That moves down the list, like, the older you get, I think, because it's just you're looking for somebody that you really like.
So we had such a nice relationship, but it was what it was. We knew it was never going to be forever, but he was a big dude. He was like 6'3", and like, you know,
My
probably
goodness.
A little over 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My God.
And that would never be somebody that, you know what I mean? But we just had a great connection.
Who is this?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's nobody you know. And
no,
it's
no. Is this who you had your kids with?
Is it
No.
Oh, is this somebody
is it
that
Shaquille,
you were
Shaquille
dating?
O'Neal?
No. No.
He's not 6'3".
No, this was
three.
Well, I know he's over 300 pounds.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well,
easily.
No, this is, it was just somebody that I dated. I mean,
okay.
I've been single for 20 years, and I think it's been probably the last three that I've been really actively dating. Like, you know, I was raising my kids and, you know what I mean? I mean,
we never hear about your kids.
Yeah.
You never hear about my kids? Yeah. I have two daughters.
How old are you? In their 30s? Really?
Both in their 30s. One's going to have a birthday. One just had a birthday the end of October. And the other is December 20th.
That was one of the questions I was going to ask you because, I mean, out of all the years I've known you, we've never talked about kids or anything. You've seen mine because they've been here.
Yeah, you saw mine and my granddaughter. Yes, she came in for lunch a couple times, actually.
Why don't I remember?
I don't know. Way to go, Tony.
Yeah, way
oh
to
my
go,
God,
Tony.
I'm
way
such
to
a dick.
Have make an impression on you.
Dick statement number one, edit here.
No, that's fine. No, it's fine. It's cool. I mean, you see 1,000 people.
Wait, I want to go back to the dating
sites.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Did
sorry.
I press kibosh
no,
on that?
I have questions.
All right.
Like,
I'm
going to
be quiet.
No, question away.
When I feel like I need to say something dumb, you'll hear it. Just don't respond.
When we cue the dumb comments, we'll point to you.
No, ask. If you're curious, ask.
I am curious.
There is no shame in my game.
What
you're the most open person I've ever met.
Like where?
In a closed kind of way. It's so weird.
That is weird.
Wow, that was deep. That was freaking deep for a 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning. So when you go,
focus.
I am.
Chris is rubbing her head.
On these sites, like, do you have to list like what you're looking for? Like, so how do you know what to list?
I don't. I kind of leave a lot open. Yes, I mean there are certain things you list. I don't drink, so I list I don't drink.
Right.
I mean I don't care if anybody else drinks, but I let them know right away if you get sloppy, I'm peacing out.
Yeah.
I mean I have no problem with alcohol. I just don't do it.
Right. I hear you.
You know, I mean, I always question somebody my age that has never been married and doesn't have kids.
Yeah.
And that's, like, shitty of me to do. But honestly, I'm
me
like...
Me too. You're like, all right, why? Like,
exactly.
What's wrong?
And
what stopped
ask.
You?
Something
like,
happened.
So, I usually ask.
Yeah.
I'm like, so can I ask, like, you know, why you've never been married?
What's the matter?
Yeah.
Because you're my first woman.
I love women. I used to be one.
Yes.
Oh, my God. No, thank you.
Is that a Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah.
Little Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. I mean, it's you answer, you know, basic questions. Do you smoke? No. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then you just kind of weed through. It's a lot of vetting. It's a lot of chatting. You can usually tell. I can usually tell if I have further interest within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
after that, I don't know. It's just right. open, and I'm open to hear what he has to say, mm-hmm. and you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you find that people put up fake pictures and fake information just to get you?
Yeah.
Not me, I'm saying everybody's guilty.
No, I'm not. I do not. My pictures are very recent, mm-hmm. and I like to exchange pictures. You know, if we get past the, like, dating site and we get to the phone, which is really not that big a deal. No. I mean, there's block, you know what I mean? I'd rather chat phone as opposed to the dating site because I don't want to be logged on there all the time.
Right, exactly.
I wonder
if there are any profile pictures ever on those sites taken below eye level. Usually they're like
from a
tree.
Not for profile pictures, but I have a story about that. Wow. You should really post like a full body pic, clothed, of course.
Yeah.
There are some that are not clothed and a little inappropriate. Oh yeah, they're crazy.
What do you mean, like naked?
Naked, penis? Or they have. It's so bizarre.
I just don't get it. No.
They're standing sideways.
Like Silence of the Lambs?
They're standing sideways, and they're aroused, and you can see the tent in their pants on a profile pic.
A tent? What is a tent?
You know.
No, I don't.
When you pop a tent.
All right. I just wanted you to say it.
Erection.
I know what it is.
His penis was hard.
Oh, my God.
I know. So at first, I'm like looking at his face. I'm like, oh. And then I looked at him. I'm like, oh, what a loser.
That's what guys think girls want.
Was it a big tent?
Yeah.
That's the question.
It was, I mean, I don't
like,
know.
Like, was it a Cub Scout
tent? I can never tell. I can never tell because it's all, you know, you can't really, you just don't know until you actually see it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
It could be like a pencil, but 12 inches long.
Yeah, it could be.
Which? Or the weird, the opposite, which is weird. 3 inches, but eight inches wide. I don't know. All right, next.
Thick. Oh, my God.
Mom?
Help me. Do we have a caller? Caller, are you there? So
I'm going to change my name.
I can't believe they would use that as a profile. I can see, like, once
you're
in the,
guys,
to the conversation
listen, you have to keep your, and this is so terrible, and I think this is why, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are sometimes I need to tap out and take a break, like, oh, my God, I can't handle the insanity. Mm. It should be fun. It shouldn't be, like, all, like, a little,
no.
You know what I mean?
But sometimes that's you, like, you might like just being independent, too, and you
I
don't
love
want
being independent.
You don't want
are you
people,
kidding?
Like, depending on you, and
oh, absolutely.
Vice versa.
Right, absolutely. And you're in the minority. I think the majority would be just, like, different. Like, I don't know if they're all as independent as you are. Do you know what
I
mean? Like,
yeah, I have no idea.
I wonder.
I've been single for 20 years. I've been single for 20 years. I've had two semi-sorta serious relationships.
Semi-sorta serious.
Semi-sorta?
Yeah, semi-sorta serious.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
And you got those from the sites?
No.
Okay.
Oh, actually, you know what? One I met on a site.
Interesting.
He was just fun. It was when I was empty nester the first time. Yeah. Both the kids were gone.
Yeah.
And I was just into partying, and I was working two jobs, and I didn't have to cook
Let's
dinner.
Get mad. Girls gone wild.
Well, that's pretty much, and that's what it was about. It was, and so then, you know, when my kids moved back home, like three years later, I'm like, all right, dude, peace. And
you
he
were
was
like Mrs. Permanent Property.
No, they know. There's no hiding. You know, I'm 53, and that's the beauty of being 53 is you don't have to hide, and my truth is my truth.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
That's
I'm
it.
Not gonna
I hide
it.
Everything.
Love it
Do
or
you?
Leave it.
Oh, I'm
married.
This is my
line.
My
wife still doesn't know who I am.
Okay, Teresa.
Yeah. I'm either gay or a serial killer. That's from what
or
I
both.
Hear. Yeah, or both.
Oh my
Marriage
gosh.
Is funny.
Yeah, you're just funny. That's the thing. But I don't know. I don't know. I just think it would be really hard to...
We should have had Harrison on the show,
out.
Too, because he's like at the other, he's a 21-year-old and dating.
Yeah.
We could have got a young perspective.
Well, here's the deal. I think at 21 and dating, if a guy meets a girl at 21 and she says she's dating, he thinks she's sleeping around.
When I hear girls dating, I'm like, they sleep with everybody, don't they?
I was out on a date. We went to this place at Hampton Beach. We had lobster. This was like last year. Last like September, October, we had lobster. The place was still open. It had heaters, and we were talking. And he wanted to be exclusive, and I said, "No, I want to date."
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not ready to be exclusive. So put that shit away, and let's just enjoy the dating.
Exactly.
And I really said that, like, put that shit away.
Yeah.
Like, put it in the box. Close the lid.
Let's just enjoy ourselves and have a good time. And not,
exactly. Yeah. I liked him.
That's a lot of pressure to.
He was.
Well, that's hard from a guy. I mean, that's all you're thinking about
that's
is
what
the
we
physical
said.
first and then get to know them.
Oh my God, right? That is so true. That is so true.
See? You are a guy.
I'm still a guy.
No, that is the bottom line. It's all about the sex. It's all about the nookie.
But that's not a bad, it's not a put down really as opposed, like they're not, I don't think it's as much us thinking that you're just a piece of meat.
No, I don't think it's that either.
It is about just like DNA. I mean, it's like a cat.
That's the
you
way
throw
your
a ball,
brain is wired.
You can't train a cat not to be like, you know, you can't train that out of a cat.
But I think when you're older, doesn't their thoughts change?
No. It's all about the sex.
The only thing that changes, I think, is our experiences might change the way we think about it.
Absolutely.
You know, if you have negative or positive experiences, it might tweak it a little.
They're not looking for a relationship? I mean, they're not looking, they're...
They're looking for a relationship, but they like to have sex first. They like to
get
that out of the way.
That is a general thing. I don't think all guys are like that, but I think
I think you hit the...
Yeah.
Oh, Matt and I waited a week, so...
Wow, holy shit, you go.
Yeah, and now we're married.
I was less than a week.
Well,
I was an 18-year-old virgin.
Yeah, no kidding. You were like dying to get in there.
So
I was like, all right, let's get to happy birthday. Let's get this over with. Come on.
So wait a minute. So you've been with your wife only?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I met her when I was 18.
Yeah.
She was
That's amazing.
I know.
16
that
just
is
turned.
Amazing.
I met her on her 17th birthday.
I look like such a slut when I tell them some of my stories and I'm not even like don't even get around.
I always tell people I probably would have been a slut.
More than like one person. He's like, "Holy shit."
Yeah, no, it's I was a late bloomer. I was a chubby kid and then I found a minister that lived in Clock Tower actually and he trained me, got me skinny and in good shape, and then set me off on my way.
So your oats?
Yeah, I was still like a fat kid. I was still a fat kid in my head, so...
I don't think that ever changes.
No, I didn't like go out. Like I wasn't that guy that was like going out and trying to get girls. So my senior year in high school, I just pretty much, like I was good shape and all, and there were girls that would come up to me, and I didn't go for the bait. Like I didn't know how to like take the bait and... Like
did
I didn't
you want
pursue,
to?
Yeah. No, I totally did.
But you probably like a confidence thing too. Like
it was a confidence thing. And then when I graduated a virgin, it wasn't on my mind. Like, man, I'm graduating and I'm a virgin. But when
it was on your diploma.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
High school, the big virgin, this guy right here,
the big
this
B
guy
in the corner of your diploma.
I was 170 pound virgin. But
hi, I think all happens as it should.
No, it worked out. I wouldn't have met my wife.
Now.
I wouldn't have met my wife, but she, you know, it was one of those things. And my parents own that little burrito place in front of Clock Tower over there. So that's
California Burrito.
Yeah, that was my it was my parents.
Oh, okay.
And that's kind of where I learned how to cook and all. And Carla, Chrissy,
<don't say> names.
whatever her name is.
He did it too. I noticed
he's
that.
He's done it.
Yeah.
I've done it too.
My future wife was staying with her sister at Clock Tower, and I was on break one day, and I saw her walking in the short shorts, and it was summer, and I was like, oh my God, she's beautiful. And I didn't know it, but the guy, a person that worked for my parents also was sitting with me, coworker, and it was his niece. And he's like, you like her? I'm like, oh yeah, but you know, she's cute. He's like, I can set you up with her. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, it's my girlfriend's sister. I'm like, oh, no. And normally I would have said no.
Right.
I'm like, no, I don't want to get set up. I'm like, okay, yeah, set it up. And that's it.
That's amazing.
All she wrote.
That's good. Yeah,
yeah,
you knew.
I knew. I'm like, all you got to do is you got to say yes once in a while. And you know how I am, right, Chris?
He
say
yes
no
all the time.
I'm
no,
a no
he says
man.
No. He does say no. He says yes to the customers. He says no to me.
Yeah. Anybody that wants to help me
yes,
or do anything
no
for me, I say no. I don't
know
why.
No, I completely understand.
I've always been like that.
I completely understand that.
So
I'm like, you want me to do this? No.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Completely
I can do
understand
it.
That.
Yeah.
Until I got sick and got well, now I'm like, hey, have at it.
I might do that.
See,
I know.
Now
it's
he
hard.
Does say yes.
It's
to
hard
me
to say yes. Like I did on Friday, right?
Yeah.
I said I would say yes all day, even though I didn't. But
I know. I didn't really ask you
things
for anything good. So.
Yeah.
Really?
Sucks
you missed that opportunity?
I did. I was like,
wow,
oh, I need a next Wednesday
you
off.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Unlike you.
I know.
Yeah. So I never went through the dating thing. It was a struggle through school because I had hormones like you wouldn't believe. And it was very hard to see like all my friends have girlfriends. And yeah, and I went to.
And you almost went blind?
I just took it out.
Yeah.
I took it out on myself.
He took it out.
And found a better place.
In his room.
Yeah. There was no internet either. You know how hard it is with no internet?
It was magazines.
Yeah, no.
Montgomery Ward's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you seriously. It was like National Geographic.
Your mother's like McCall's magazine. Oh, Good Housekeeping.
National Geographic. Yeah. They had some boobies
the
in there.
The Spanish channel? That's all I needed. You know the Spanish channel? Oh, my God. The news ladies? Oh, my geez.
All right. Oh, my God.
It doesn't take much.
Man, no, it doesn't.
I know. That must explain,
that's
though.
That's what I hear I like you watching when I come in every morning, when I come into work. That's like watching. Why are they speaking in Spanish?
Didn't you ever wonder how I learned Spanish?
It
wasn't from Jose.
Jose B.
But, yeah. So, continue. Hey, what about you guys dating in high school? Go, Chris.
Oh.
All right.
I didn't really date a lot in high school. I mean, I had boyfriends, but
I had boyfriends too, older boyfriends that had cars.
They were
and
like
stuff.
One
yeah.
or two
cars.
Years older than me, and it was just not, it wasn't like anything long term.
Right.
Anything long term until I just had fun.
I never
like,
wanted
honestly,
to date.
I just had fun.
Yeah.
I as soon as I met my wife, I think I told her I loved her after like a week. And I'm honestly, when I first met her, I'm like that. I'm gonna marry her. Like, wow. I didn't even talk to her yet.
See, that's amazing.
I
love that.
I did that with
I want that.
I think that was fear of dating. Like, I just want
to,
okay.
He doesn't have to be a virgin.
Right.
No. Hey, you killed somebody. I'm okay with it. I don't care what you did. I just don't want to date.
That's
so
right.
we're going to get married.
That's right. It's
true,
though.
Funny.
Yeah. That's
you
my
just
mentality.
Knew. I was married before for 17 years.
I was married for 13 years.
Yeah, and then.
Together
I didn't like him.
Longer.
I didn't like him for like half of the time, so it didn't really count.
I know. Isn't that funny? Like, were you not friends? Isn't that funny to not be friends in marriage and to be lonely?
I just didn't like. Yeah, I fell out of love, and then I was just, you know, then I was going through the motions and raising the kids and doing it all by myself while I let him do nothing. So
yeah.
And then I said, "Screw this," and I came up here, and then I met Matt.
Matt's hot.
Matt is hot. Can I say that? Matt is hot. I'm sorry.
Wow, you hear that, honey?
He's got
you're
like
a celebrity.
Yeah, he reminds me of like you know Batman, the movie.
Yeah.
He reminds me of like Robin, like Batman's sidekick. He reminds me like
so that makes me Batman.
He could be a
no, you're Catwoman.
Oh yeah.
Meow.
yeah. No, he comes in and. He's just.
He comes in.
I don't know how to read.
When does he come in?
He comes in a lot.
Every day.
A lot.
He just did this morning. Oh.
What?
I'm sorry. What?
I thought. What?
No, he comes into the cafe.
I hope Ben hears this.
Yeah, Ben's never going to hear this.
Oh, yes, he is.
But yes, Matt is a good guy. He's a total opposite of my first husband, and I just knew with him, like, we went to high school together, but we didn't know each other.
I didn't know that.
We graduated the same year from the same high school.
And you didn't know each other?
We did not know. Well, there were 900 kids, you know. We knew, like, we had, like, 60 mutual friends on Facebook, because that's how we became friends on Facebook.
Yeah, I remember you said this in the podcast.
And then,
I retained this information.
You remember more than I, like, I don't even know what I'm saying.
People listen, I know. People
I do listen.
You came up to me and said, Tony, you know, about, remember the pet peeve I have about customers ordering? I don't even remember. I didn't even know I had a pet peeve about ordering ordering
I'm
until
try
you told
to
me.
Stitch the menu.
Do you think it's me?
I did.
Yeah.
They know who they are.
I have no idea I even said that.
I know.
So I listen to our podcast.
I talk and I don't listen at the same time.
I listen to our podcast like after when you send it to me and I'm like, oh my God, I remember saying that.
I know.
I remember saying that. Wow.
Although somebody said threesome here. Who said that was you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll remember that.
Yeah. Well.
I get
threesome,
it. Yeah. That was shocking.
That was shocking. Okay.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I met my husband, and the rest is history. And he's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
He's a good guy. He really
I
is.
Just
I just
think, you know that movie Hope Floats?
Yes.
When the mother says to the daughter, you know, you're just passing up all these chances and you're going to run out of chances. I mean, I've met some really, really nice guys.
Yeah.
But I'm just waiting for something almost magical. Can I say that?
Yeah.
I still I still believe in happy endings. You know
there.
What I mean?
It is out there. I
Me
totally
too.
Believe
Not
that.
Not sexual happy endings.
Oh,
but
what are you talking about?
Not massage happy
endings.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen anymore. Unless you're...
Yeah. Now endings, like reality is you have a long crying fit ending.
That's right. It's just an ending.
Yeah, it's a crying fit.
Yeah, it happens. I don't know. It just and when you least expect it, and in the person that you least expect it from.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
From my vast
experience.
Well,
can I give you two a little advice?
Of course.
because I have so much experience with this subject.
Oh, what's it about?
Lower your standards.
Oh my God! Yeah, no, lower.
You'll be a lot happier.
I liked one guy because he's like, the secret to internet dating is to have low standards, and he's like, nope, lower. Nope, even lower.
Even lower. So you're always happily surprised.
I don't think lower is the right word. I think your standards should be on like a big, huge
spectrum. You don't know. You don't know what you want.
So you should just broaden your spectrum.
Yeah.
I think
so
you need somewhere between no standards and a little bit. Somewhere in between a quarter a standard.
I know what you're saying. You do. But I also understand what you're saying. Have no expectation. And this is what I tell people.
Just keep an open mind and just do it even though you don't need it.
And they usually say to me, oh my God, you're so much prettier than your pictures. And I'm like, oh, why, thank you for that backhand. But anyway, no, I say thank you.
Oh, you're not.
I'm like, well, I'd like to under-promise and over-deliver because there's so much,
That's good.
Over-promising and under-delivering on these sites.
It's always the other way around. It's always over-promising and under-delivering.
Especially,
it starts with the profile pic, and then it's downhill from there.
Yeah.
But it's like people that have, they have such high standards, everything in the front can be like,
absolutely,
100% awesome,
yeah,
and it'll still turn out to be bad. Something will happen. You just don't gel.
Yeah.
So I always think,
because there's nobody that can live up to those kind of standards.
No.
I mean, everybody's got layers and layers of just shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And that's what you find out as you go along. So to promise
you have to be
that you're perfect is like just a fake.
Yeah. You have to be. You have to be a very acceptable person too. You have to be able to accept certain things.
Absolutely.
Right.
There is nobody perfect.
Listen,
out there.
I want to find somebody that fits me, that fits into my life, and I fit into his naturally, seamlessly.
Just somebody that you have fun with.
Exactly.
Like laughing.
Exactly.
Like, that's a big, huge thing for me.
Yeah.
Exactly. So. I mean, there are guys on there that write like, paragraphs and paragraphs, and they lose me after the first two.
Yeah.
Thanks, bye. Yeah. It's just words. I mean, really, actions speak louder than words, bringing it down to real life, seeing how you act when we go out to eat, how you treat the waiters or the waitresses.
That's it. Right.
Oh, no.
You'd
be in trouble.
Can you be?
No, I'm serious. That's all important. That really tells you who they are.
Yes.
See them around
and how
their
people
family.
Respond to you. And
yes.
I think that's a big, huge thing.
Yes.
So.
Well, I love to be dominated, so my wife is just perfect for me. She just dominates me, and I'll never get sick of it, ever.
That's good.
Ever. Never get sick of it.
No, that's good. I mean, if that's your happy place, man, that's good.
I snuck out of the house this morning. I'm just doing a podcast.
Why'd you sneak out?
I don't know. I felt like I was doing something wrong.
Really?
Oh, my God.
I know.
It's funny that you should say that, because after listening to the other podcast, I'm driving down here, and I'm going, be mindful of what you say.
It's true.
No, seriously.
It's always funny when we say that. Like me, I always say I won't say this. And honestly, I told my wife, I think the last time we had a podcast, we were talking about a sex tape.
Oh,
you haven't heard that one?
I haven't heard that one yet.
So she got mad at me.
I don't think you said it on the podcast.
I did.
Podcast.
Well, she heard it. I didn't even know what I said. But I just mentioned that. You asked me a question is what happened. You had a list of questions, and you said, were you ever in a sex tape?
Never have I ever replayed that game. And I was
I'm talking about it right now, so I will be in trouble. Well, it's already out there.
I was thinking that.
But I'm like, we are married. People would expect that, we probably tried a few things. And
you should.
The story,
oh my gosh,
I'll say it again.
Because
I'm already in trouble. Well, I'm not in trouble. I'm just kidding. But she's like, just be careful. I'm like, there was nothing really bad that was said. Nothing that anybody probably already didn't expect of a married couple.
It's perfectly natural.
I give
it a
disclaimer.
It really is.
What I say on the podcast, I just, things might come out. I just said sometimes I can't control it. The older you get, the less of a filter you have. And if you think you say it and you don't have time to stop yourself. So I'm like, honey, just be prepared. And he's like, I don't care. I'm like, okay.
The thing, too, we talked about. Oh my God! A big, huge bird just flew by. Look over there.
Are you trying to? Are you throwing?
Oh my
something
God!
Out? Yeah, no, I see it.
It's like a freaking pterodactyl.
That is big.
Welcome to New England. But I was telling Chris not only that about my personal experience with that tape thing.
Oh yeah.
We were sitting down watching videos. We had a box of old VHS tapes.
like
of us as kids, and I'm like, I got my kids, both my kids were there, and Harrison's girlfriend. was there too, and we were doing like a right before Christmas kind of a family thing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We popped in a tape, and my brother-in-law made a sex somehow that he taped over, like, this box of tape has been passed around between me, my brother, and
like
my sister.
Family videos and shit.
I guess when it got to like my sister's house, her brother-in-law somehow got one of the tapes and recorded over some stuff, like with him and his girlfriend. We're like, me, my wife, my youngest son Harrison, and his girlfriend were drinking eggnog, and all of a sudden we pop in a tape. And we see my brother-in-law's ass just kind of like come in. We're like, what? And my wife, I didn't know what I was looking at. I thought I was looking at a bakery show or something. I'm like, two buns. And she's screaming, shut it off.
No. Yeah. You're done for the TV.
Oh, can you believe that? Funny. I mean, that was worse. That was a worse story than my sex tape story. So
absolutely.
I thought I would get in trouble for just saying that.
I think that's why. I think you didn't really go into like your sex tape story. It was
no.
Of an intro to what you just, that was
right. It was just funny because my tape was like, it felt wrong, so we taped over it right away. But I hit record at the very beginning of the tape, and you can't, when you delete on a VHS tape, there's always 1 or 2 seconds in the beginning of a tape that you can't get rid of.
Yeah.
So I promised her I taped over it and this and that, and then we taped like Seinfeld and the Friends shows on it, and we go to pop in, we were sitting down with some friends or something. We go to sit down with friends and the like 2 seconds of just like it shows the bed and like my wife laying there, and then they went right to sign off. So that, I mean, I'm a badass, I know.
Yeah.
I can tell how you guys are looking at me. Like, oh my God, that dude's a badass.
Wow.
No, I think it's good. I think it's healthy. I
respect
think it's great
for you.
Honestly.
Yeah. I've never done it.
Yeah.
But
that's what that question, those list of questions, I mean, that's the one thing I thought you might have done.
Like, I mean, not that I know of. There might be tapes like floating around
like
out there.
Like hidden tapes.
Yeah. But
dude, if we had cell phones back then, it would be so much more bad stuff about us.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But it's probably good that we didn't. Probably good that we didn't.
I know.
My shit wasn't taped.
No doubt.
No, like stuff you've done.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything that could have excited anybody. There's nothing in my past.
Well, I know you were married. Virgin.
I was a married virgin.
Yes. Yeah.
I got married in 1997. How many years is
that's
that?
That's
23?
Yeah.
I don't know.
23.
23 years. My kids are still at home. I have a 21-year-old at home and a 17-year-old.
So? Do you hate it?
No. I think because of the pandemic, you know, I feel safer that they're here.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously what's going on. But as soon as this thing's over, I'm
like, get out.
I was 18 when I left.
Right.
I just turned 18 when I left. And I can't imagine. My kids can't
18.
Even do dishes. I'm like, I didn't train them. I just didn't train my kids. Like, I can't imagine, like, them being on their own.
Well, I thought the wife kind of came down on them, if I remember correctly. I do. Yeah. I have a great memory. If I remember correctly.
Remember? And that's the day.
Oh, yeah.
The one day.
Was it only one day?
When I left this morning, Harrison's dirty dishes were still, like, he's back to kind of, like, not doing his own dishes again. My son, I love him. I love him to death. But he cooks the stinkiest and the most disgusting food. I mean, if you just leave a bowl or, like, a glass, I can handle that, you know. But the stuff that he leaves is, like,
isn't it vegan and...
He eats nothing but egg whites.
I just had egg whites.
Unseasoned, like, spinach and broccoli and really stinky vegetables. He'll cook it all in one pan until it's caked at the bottom and burnt. And he eats the same thing every night. And that's how he eats. And he leaves the pan. And it's, like, 3 inches of, like, disgusting food skin at the bottom of the pan. And I've thrown out pans before because I'm like, I just won't touch it. So... Yeah, he's back to kind of like leaving that. When I left this morning, the house.
He'll get it one day. He'll just be like.
He'll never get it when he's living with me. I know that for sure.
But that's because we enable our kids. We talked about that before.
Chris is like my Dr. Phil. She knows exactly. I mean, she hit it right on the head. We enable our kids and how they are.
Yeah, of course.
No, I'm irritated with Christmas already, though.
Let's talk about irritations. I don't mean like a rash between your legs. Like a chub rub.
No, let's talk about the rash. Have you ever had swamp ass?
No.
You've never had swamp ass?
Of course I have.
Yeah.
Wait,
you've
what never, is that?
It's kind of like
when your ass sweats.
Oh, my ass
and you
sweats?
Don't say you don't shower for a while?
Oh, well.
Like, oh.
No, I mean
that's swamp ass.
Well, I've had swamp ass if I've gone out on a hike on a friggin' I mean, that's
kinda gross. That's more like spring ass.
I sweat underneath my breasts. I sweat.
Yeah, no. Well, no, it's nothing like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's
a
not
swamp ass is where say you work a long day. And you sweat all day, and you're covered in, like, just, like, I work in a kitchen, so yeah. I might be mixed with sweat, fryer oil.
Are we doing tongue twisters?
Yeah. I can't say that word.
I can't even say
tongue twisters.
Fryer later.
All right, I'm covered in oil, sweat, and just grime, and then I'll go home and say, oh, sit down, and I'm like, all right, I'll take a shower
and
in an
hour.
And you
can't stand the smell of yourself.
And you fall asleep, and you wake up the next day. And you're like, crap, I never showered last night. But you go to work, do it again, and then you get home. And then you have, like, a rash. That's swamp ass.
No, I've never had
swamp
ass.
Is it a rash on your ass?
It's in your ass. It's around your ass. Everything. Oh. It's, like, it kind of, like, it could work down in, like, your inner thigh a little bit. And it just, it's, like, diaper rash kind of a thing. That's the only way
I've shaved, you know, like, from sweating and, like,
chafed.
Working out and
it's
chafed.
Like chafing. It's like that.
Chafing.
But it has, it's called swamp ass because it has the smell of a swamp.
Oh, no.
It's not just chafing. It's like,
I don't
it's
think
texture.
I think it's a married guy thing.
I think it's a guy
no,
thing.
I'm
it
just
might
kidding.
Be just a guy
no,
thing.
No, it is a guy thing.
Yeah.
Oh, then no. Like jock itch.
Jock
itch? I haven't had that.
I've never had jock itch.
Because you're wearing a jock?
I've had hand mouth.
Oh, hand, foot, and mouth.
Hand, what is it called?
Impetigo. Is it impetigo?
Coxsackie's
I've had
virus.
Impetigo as a kid, right around my nose.
Yeah, me too.
That's not, oh,
oh
wow.
No,
it's
I didn't.
Common.
It was poison ivy.
It was so embarrassing. I was at Maine Dunstable Elementary. It was in like the fourth or fifth grade, and I had to go to school with like this ointment.
We went
ointment.
To the same elementary school. We grew up around the corner from each other.
I know.
Yeah,
so
we went to all the same
amazing.
Schools.
You guys never knew it.
I know. He's
so
younger than me.
I had Impetigo, and my mom, they put the ointment all around my face. I had, and it wasn't, like, clear. It was, like, this white, blotchy-looking ointment all caked around
well,
my nostrils.
Well, that's highly contagious, so they probably should have kept your
probably.
Dress
they probably
should have
sent you home.
Yeah.
I just, it was so embarrassing. I walked into school, and everyone's like, what do you eat a cupcake?
What's cocaine?
I had cupcake there, face.
I had a big, huge spot, like, right near my mouth, and I had to go to the nurse. This was junior high. And she's like, oh, my God, that's poison ivy. You have to go home. And she called my mother. And my mother was in a meeting. She worked at Digital. So she was, like, in a meeting. And nobody could come get me. So they told me I had to walk home. So they dismissed me. So you know where Fairgrounds was. I had to walk all the way home up the hill. But to get home, you had to cross over an overpass over the highway. Yeah. And I'm afraid of heights. So I had to crawl across
that's horrible. Could you imagine?
It's like a Goonies adventure to get home.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I mean, that was a
you
long
goony.
Time ago. And it turned out, yeah, and then it got all over my face, like in my mouth and everything. It was bad.
Oh.
It was so bad. But one little spot, and she's like, yeah, go home. Just walk. Fine.
Oh, my God.
No, we just walk, then more like crawl. I had to crawl over an overpass. You know how scary that is?
That's horrible.
I know. I was so scared.
But why was it, like, what was on your face?
Poison ivy.
I mean, what is it, like scabs?
It starts off with like a little section that, like, and it
it's
gets
like a,
oil
it's a
filled.
Blister.
Yeah, and if it pops, that's what spreads it, is the oil. And it was just, and yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
Have you ever had anything like that, like poison ivy? Or
yeah, actually, I had poison ivy once, and I was
what's
on
worse,
steroids.
Poison ivy or crabs?
I don't know. I didn't have crabs.
Have you ever
crabs.
Had crabs? Anybody?
No.
You ever know anybody?
I mean, I've eaten crabs.
Me
ugh.
Too.
Not those kind of crabs. But listen, I have another two more poison ivy stories not that are that are related.
What?
I used to go partying a lot, and I would party, and we'd go out in the woods and drink, and I had to pee, and I've peed twice in poison ivy and have gotten it all over my butt and my back of my legs to where
yikes.
I couldn't walk.
Yikes.
So I was supposed to start a new job, and I'm laying on the couch with my legs in the air because I had to put, like, cream and stuff on them. And I had to call in on my first day and tell them I couldn't work because I had poison ivy. And they're like, well, that's fine. Where's your poison ivy? I was like, you don't want to know. So I had to – that happened twice, not just once. Once I went to the bathroom in the woods, and I squatted down on the poison ivy, and boom, I got it.
It was just like
it
that.
Was
boom.
Awful. Boom. It was just like
You mean bum.
Yeah, bum. So bad. And my, I remember one year I was staying in Cape Cod with my aunt, and I, she wouldn't let me sit on any of the furniture because I had poison ivy on the back of my legs and my butt.
I've never known anybody that's had this much poison ivy.
I did. I had it like every year for like 7 years.
Holy crap.
It was like kind of like a... like a flu almost, like a virus. Like it was in my system.
Well, it is a virus.
Yeah, and it just came out every, like every year for 7 years I got it, and I haven't gotten it since.
I've had a urinary tract infection, and that's rare.
In a man.
In a man. It's rare, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like my, I have had two or three of them in my life. The first one I had, the doctor said, stop touching yourself. Because obviously, he's like, usually it's in females that are sexually active. And I was 11 or 12, and... I was like, how does he know? I'm like, how do you know? And he's like, are you sexually active? And I was 12. And
was your
like,
mother in the room?
Yeah. No, and my mom took me down, and it was like burning flames shooting out of the end of my thing. I was like, oh, my God. I thought I was going to die. I screamed.
At least it wasn't sexually transmitted because, you know.
Well, it could. My mom's like, obviously, you're not. I've never seen you with a girl, so stop touching yourself. You know, and doctor had to tell me to do it. My mom told me, and it was so embarrassing.
Well, just wash your hands
before I didn't stop.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Then you got another one. They're like, we told you.
You know, after the pain wore off, you know, and it was like a month or two, I'm like, yeah, was it that bad, really? I'll go get back into it.
It was worth the pain.
It wasn't, you know, it wasn't that bad. It just felt like flames shooting out of it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's not a, it's pretty rare for a guy to get a urinary tract infection.
Obviously, yeah. So,
those suck.
They do suck.
I don't think I've ever gotten, like, an STD, though.
I've never gotten an STD.
No. Yeah. Well, I'm married. Unless, if I get one.
Well, at least none that you either of you would admit to on this podcast.
No, I've never had one.
Never?
No.
All right.
Never.
She's telling the truth. Chris?
What?
Have you ever had an STD? Go. I'm looking at you.
I have never had
an STD. When she lies, she does this weird thing. She's like... Look, she's rubbing her nose because her whole face is getting really itchy from the lies.
I had somebody that accused me of giving him one, but then I went to the doctor and got tested, and I was perfectly fine, so it wasn't me.
Wow.
You dick. It was somebody else that you got it from. So, but that's it. Like, I've been pretty careful.
Who's the oldest person you've ever, like, what's the biggest age gap of somebody you've been with?
10 years.
10 years?
Mm-hmm.
So that guy was... 20 years old, and you were 10?
No. I think I was 18 or 19.
Wow.
And he was almost 30, yeah. My mother is married to a man who's 20 years younger than she is.
Really?
Yeah. You go, Carol.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So,
and really? He's a Dutch man.
He's a Dutch man.
Dutch don't crack, right? He doesn't even look his age.
Dutch don't crack.
No.
My mom is
81. He's 61. So that's like big.
I thought he was. No, that's right. He's older. He's younger.
Yeah.
Why did I think your mom was like?
Do you have a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see this.
Maybe I do.
What about you?
Yeah. What about you?
What about you?
Diamond.
Anybody older?
What about you,
younger?
Diamond?
I think the youngest. Well, I don't know. When I was younger, I dated older. And now I don't know. I think the youngest I go is like 45.
45?
Only because I don't want to date in my kids' gene pool.
Like somebody that your kids, your 30-year-old kids might date somebody in their 40s?
My youngest would, most definitely. I need to get my glasses. I want to see this.
He looks like Matt.
That's not Matt.
That's your husband.
No,
he's dating your mother?
That's her husband.
Your husband's dating your mother?
Yeah. No.
I'm kidding.
Uh-uh.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
He definitely does look younger.
Yeah, she's 80. Definitely. Now she's 81, but then she was 80. Yep.
Yes, I don't join a couple of dating sites because my youngest is on a couple of the dating sites, and we don't want to be dating in the same gene pool.
I don't understand why it's so. I still don't get why it's hard for a girl to date. Like, there's always a guy.
It's not hard.
Is it because
date.
You're looking for a specific guy?
Yeah, I mean,
you're not looking for just any guy.
So yeah, it's not. You're saying it's not hard to date.
No, it's not. Hard
I would
to date
think
at
when
all.
People go on those sites, it's like they can't find a date.
No. I don't know. Like I said, you know if you want to date somebody or not. I mean, the first 5 minutes. I mean, I've blocked very few people. Mm-hmm. I'm respectful, and I wish for the same. You know what I mean? I never set out to intentionally hurt anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a guy just the other day on one of the sites, say, oh, still breaking hearts, I see. I'm like, I'm sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about. And he was like,
this is weird.
Yeah. Oh, that's bitchy. I mean,
Up. So then I'm like, part of me is like, it's not that serious. But another part of me is like, I apologize. It's never my intention to hurt.
Right.
I'm like, you know, I've had my heart broken. I mean, I don't want to, you know, inflict that on anybody else. But dude, get a grip.
Did you hear about the girl that met a guy on a dating site? That this happened.
And it was her father?
No, it was like 2 years ago.
I was reading something like that.
It's a famous case. And they went on one date, and then the guy found that she was a little too clingy, and she sent him over 65,000 text messages.
That was on what, on like 2020 or something.
Oh, that's the case you were talking about.
Yeah, I was telling him about this, and I'm like, the girl. I mean, honestly, the girl is beautiful too. Like they show not when she was in jail. They show her without her makeup and acting all like she's obviously schizophrenic or something.
Mm-hmm. Why is she in jail?
Because. A lot of
she
the text messages.
Oh yeah, text messages.
A lot of them
you
were.
Go to jail for that?
She talked about how she wanted to cut him open and wear his organs as skin and like some crazy effed up stuff.
Like, like Silence of the Lambs.
So I guess she was in limbo. She was in jail in limbo. Like not. She was charged with stuff, but they never, convicted her or anything. But for over 2 years, because she was just psychotic, and. I think she finally got some help or something like that. But now she's got like a huge following on Instagram. I looked up her Instagram because I'm on Instagram at Tone Bone Tunes.
Nice plug.
I know. Nice. Very nice.
And Yap Town Podcast. At Yap Town Podcast. So I looked it up and she's got like 20,000 plus people. And I go through like the pictures and all the comments from guys saying, oh, I'm like, what guy would want to like egg her on? Like say she's beautiful and. They want to meet her, and after knowing that about somebody.
Maybe they are craving that attention that she gave to this other dude.
It's kind of, it's like
you
when
like, I mean?
like a killer like, goes to jail, but he's like a Ted Bundy or something, and women like throw their panties at him.
They get married, like he gets married to somebody when he's in jail, and she's like, I'll come visit you every day.
People are just stupid.
Gross.
I'm sorry. Well, everybody's different.
Out of all
everybody is different.
Like,
are there any killers that you would... Seriously,
no.
Be honest, like do you know Ted Bundy or
Charles Manson.
Charles Manson, he wasn't good looking.
I mean, I don't want to date him. Is he dead?
Yeah, he died. I think.
I don't think
he had kidney failure or something.
Well, anyway, he always fascinated me.
Really?
Not
really?
So much what he did, but just the way he had control over people. Like
he had a SWAT sticker like on his forehead.
I'm not saying the story of him always fascinated me.
But I want to think like, that like a Ted Bundy, because that guy, honestly, he was a good looking guy and he was, you know, book smart, you know, and there were certain things that I can be like, okay, that might warrant a little bit of fascination. But like John Wayne Gacy, a big fat clown, or like there was no women like trying to marry him in jail, you know. What are we talking about?
I don't know if there's any like convicted murderers.
I just got a weird look from
date. We're fascinated.
Yeah,
with.
This one over here is looking at me like, "What time is it? I got to go on my hike."
No, she said all the trails were closed.
Yeah.
No, weird I got to go to work, but somebody's here, and I don't want to.
Oh.
Somebody's here.
At my work, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know who.
Yeah, and I don't want to.
You don't want to talk about.
Hey. No, I just don't want to go and just have it be him and I.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. I'll go with you.
What are we talking about? I don't understand what's happening.
It's okay.
Okay.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
So did you hear about there might be a curfew in Nashua?
No, I did not hear about that.
Yeah.
They're voting on it. And I guess Hudson is possibly going to have one. At 9 o'clock, everything shuts down.
You can't, 9?
9 o'clock at night.
Does that mean the grocery stores?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Everything. You can't be out. After 9.
What? Because COVID comes out at 9:01.
No, see, I'm sorry.
That's what I'm
That's
saying.
That's a little like, too far.
Hello.
So
if you're out at 9:01, it comes and attacks you.
I haven't found anybody that thinks that's a good idea. So I don't understand
why. They're doing it because of the Massachusetts already has a curfew in place.
What is their curfew?
9:30.
Really?
So they won't. Jeez. I think it's 9:30 or 10. But they don't want the people from Massachusetts coming over to New Hampshire because they know that we're open later. And that would just increase the risk of people being out, being
but that's
exposed
a shitty way to tell
people.
That's a shitty excuse to tell business owners that, okay, what, you restaurant, you're closing at 9 because we don't want people from us.
Right.
I mean, okay, and who's going to accept that?
What about New Year's Eve?
I don't care.
I want the right to leave my house after 9 o'clock if I want.
Well, my son works at a grocery store. Like, that's going to cut his hours. That's going to cut his hours because, like, even today he works till 10 o'clock.
And he's never leaving home now.
Well, what do like?
<Just kidding>.
like what does a restaurant do? Like a restaurant that opens that stays open till like 10:30 or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like they can deliver alcohol to people. Uh-huh. So, like, what happens to all those people? I don't know. I just think if you're going to do that to, I've said this 100 times, if you're going to, like, tell people they need to shut down their businesses, at least have a check ready for them, you know?
Yeah.
So they can get through it.
Yeah.
They just tell you, okay, you got to follow these rules. I'm like,
I don't know. I don't know. They just need to get their shit together.
Fuck.
For school, for the kids in school, because I have a senior this year.
Oh, my God.
And I just feel for him. You have a senior this year, too. So you should feel for him. Did you know you have a senior?
That's kind of how I feel at this point. You know what I mean? I'm just like, already. I'm like, my sister watches my granddaughter. My dogs have diarrhea all night. Already, I can see how this is going to go with all these people in my house feeding my dog's treats.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. My kid getting annoyed, and then...
Hey, you want to play a game? Easy. Right. It's an easy game.
This is a trivia game.
Okay.
Are we on record?
Yep, I hit record.
When?
I'll ask.
Like 20 minutes ago. Oh, shit.
Wow.
Did you really?
No. When you were talking about your dog's diarrhea. That's when I, right before
that. And that made you think of a game? What kind of game is it?
Just trivia. These are actual questions, and these are true
trivia.
Answers.
I love trivia.
It's not like Trivia Pursuit. These are things that are true.
Okay.
And they're just unbelievable. Like, the answers... like things you would never even think should be true are true. Like this question. It is illegal to do what in French vineyards?
Oh, we used to do this on car rides. Like,
what is it illegal?
Facts.
It's a weird law.
Sneeze.
You say sneeze? What do you think?
Urinate.
You would think. No, you cannot land a flying saucer.
See, these are real laws.
That just proves, though, aliens are real.
Oh my God, that's
like
a whole
right?
other podcast that you're doing with my husband, not me.
Hold on, I gotta practice this. Caprostatophobia is the fear of what? Caprostatophobia.
Trees.
Wait, just from the name.
Cats.
Constipation.
Really?
Yeah, true.
Well, same thing. Trees.
In Texas. In Texas, it's illegal to swear in front of what? What do you say?
Churches.
Police. A corpse.
That was my next guess.
It's a
no
true
fair.
Law. So in Georgia...
Who makes these laws?
Right?
Texans.
They're probably old book laws.
Law.
Yeah.
Texans. In Georgia, it's illegal to eat what with a fork?
Applesauce.
Peach.
Fried chicken.
Oh,
they take it pretty seriously. I thought a peach too, but no.
It's kind of.
The first hockey pucks used in early outdoor hockey games were made of what?
Shit. They were made of cow patties.
She got it.
Yeah.
How'd
I
you
knew
know
that.
That.
I knew that too. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well.
In Minnesota, it is illegal to tease what type of animal?
Bull.
A bull?
A moose.
Okay.
Bull.
Bull moose. Bull. Skunks.
Oh.
It's illegal. How many teeth does an aardvark have?
None.
Yes. Did you read this?
I was going to say none too.
I should have known. This is on Pinterest. You hang out there.
I don't like look up trivia. I look up how to make a lamb shank.
What?
Lamb shank.
Here's another one. What was Marilyn Monroe's natural hair color?
Brunette.
Blonde.
Was it blonde?
Red.
Wow.
Redhead. Who sang about being an Eggman and the Walrus? Oh my God, I know this one.
Oh, the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles.
I am the Eggman.
Which Tasmanian marsupial is known for its temper?
The devil. Tasmanian devil?
That's too easy.
No, I like
where,
that one.
Where on the human body is the zygomatic bone found? Zygomatic.
Diaphragm.
diaphragm.
Chest. I don't know. It's probably not true.
I'm thinking in your nose.
Doo-doo. There's no bones. It's a cartilage in your nose. It's the facial, the cheek.
That's what I meant. Oh. The face.
Yeah.
The face. In St. Louis, Missouri, it's illegal for a fireman to rescue who?
The Pope.
Undressed women.
So they just leave them in there?
Right.
Or they dress
I think it
them.
Should be illegal if the fireman gets naked, so they're both naked. That's the only time it's allowed.
He should take his clothes off and put them on her.
Oh.
And use his hose.
Oh, no. She should put her clothes on him. And then he's naked, and then they come out of the firing, the burning house or whatever like that. that's not even funny.
No, I don't even know why.
What was banned in Indonesia for stimulating passion? There's something that stimulates passion in Indonesia, and it was banned because they don't like to be stimulated.
Air conditioners.
Hula hoops.
I guess that would be stimulating, you're gyrating.
It would. What was Hugh Hefner's jet plane named? It shouldn't be heard.
What do you think of when you think
of Hugh Hefner?
Play Bunny.
Good. Big Bunny.
Big Bunny.
Big Bunny.
In June, Wyoming, it is illegal to take a picture of what? In June.
Sunset?
The sun?
A rabbit.
What?
Why is that illegal?
I don't know. Can you Google why is it illegal to take a picture of a rabbit?
I will. Because I'll do it later.
Okay.
I don't even know what that word is.
Benedictine?
Is that a word?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. What Benedictine monk invented champagne? I almost said champagne.
Are we going to know? Is this a name we would know?
No,
yeah. What Benedictine
not.
Monk invented champagne?
Monet.
Oh, would that be? What?
It's an actual monk's name.
A monk's Monet. The Ali.
Nope, Dom Perignon.
Perignon. Dom Perignon.
He was
a monk, I guess. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Some of these I can't read these words.
Invented champagne.
Yeah. What's he doing? Where did he? Fiji? Yeah. I mean, where are they? Tibet?
You drink wine. I don't.
It's
you would
not
know
wine,
that.
It's champagne.
Oh. See, that tells you how much I know about it.
He has a lot of. Is champagne made with grapes?
What do you call a group of unicorns?
Yes. Isn't it just a sparkly wine?
I think it is.
Yes.
What do you call a group of unicorns?
A gaggle.
No.
Flock?
There's a name for it.
Herd.
A blessing.
That's
what they call a group of unicorns.
Aww, that's cute.
So stupid.
That wasn't stupid. I thought that was a cute one.
Where were fortune cookies invented?
Wisconsin.
China.
Close.
Missouri.
San Francisco.
Oh, whatever.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't China like we thought.
What is banned in public places in Florida after 6 p.m. on Thursday?
Alcohol?
No. Don't tell me. Fighting.
Feet.
Farting.
Farting?
Yeah.
So would you go to jail?
I don't know.
It's probably a misdemeanor.
In Swedish, what is entrance and driveway, respectively? What? How do you say entrance? You would know this, right?
Entree.
Are you Swedish? Oh. In Swedish, what is entrance and driveway, respectively? What are they called?
Roadway?
Infart.
Roadway?
Infart for entrance and upfart for driveway. There's some, you want to talk to a Swede. Now you got a few words.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Go
infart.
Park your car.
Infart and upfart.
And don't fart on Thursdays in Florida because it's illegal.
I would like some Swedish meatballs. With infart.
For Nugan.
All right, a couple more. A kangaroo can't hop if what?
Wait.
What do you do to a kangaroo to make it not be able to hop?
Take off its tail.
If someone lifts its tail off the ground. How would you know that? Why would you? Why?
I don't know.
Why would you know that?
I'm not sure.
She said take off his tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but lift, she
totally
knew it had
knew
something
it had
to do with
the tail.
Yeah.
Well, the tail, like, assists them in hopping.
One more. How many years old is the oldest piece of chewing gum? Somebody saved it.
No
How many
idea.
Years old?
53.
Did you know I ate a piece of chewing gum off my street when I was growing up? My mom didn't like us to have sugary things. And I saw
an already
a used
chewed
piece
one?
Run over. It had a foot mark on it and everything on the pavement. And I peeled it off and chewed it.
Have you ever
That's why you were married, virgin.
Have you ever put gum underneath the table? Like,
I think probably. Okay. I swallow my
you
gum.
Did that?
I used to swallow it.
I used to do it. If I had to get rid of it, I put it under the table.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So how many years old is the oldest piece of chewing gum?
Thing, right?
You say 5 years for the oldest piece of chewing gum?
No, I said 53.
100.
You were close. 9,000. 9,000-year-old chewing gum.
How do they know?
Disgusting.
Like, how do they know?
They
like,
just passed it on. They threw.
Yeah, but what did passed what it was on chewing where? Gum back
I'd
then?
I'd like to see it.
Like,
is it in a case?
Chew
yeah.
That was gum-like.
Yeah.
I didn't expect then. Questions after these. I don't have any answers
you
for you. I'm
just
sorry.
Just say this shit and then yeah. expect us not to question it.
So, hey, I would like to thank our guest today.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
It was very fun. And time flew by so fast. You know
it
how
did.
I liked it because I look down and I'm like, oh my God, we just talked for an hour. I didn't even know it.
I know.
Yeah, I know you know.
Oh.
She knows.
Well, I didn't look, but I knew. I could feel it.
So, yeah, we definitely have to do this again. And
yep.
The next time we won't talk about men.
We talk about women?
Or kids or like something else.
We're going to, no, we'll talk about something.
Like what?
Because we're getting closer to, I don't know. I'll think of something.
Let's talk about coworkers, and we'll change all their names.
Okay.
And where they work.
And their sexes.
Yeah.
So the girls will be boys and the boys will be girls.
Yeah.
Why am I infatuated with that?
I would love that.
You
I don't
would?
Know. She asked me that question all the time. If you were a girl, what would you do?
Just for a day.
I would cry.
What would you do?
Listen to
really?
Our last podcast because he goes into detail. I'm like, dude, it's just physical. And he's like, well.
You wanted me to say I stuff would. Like, what would you do physically? Like,
yeah.
Put stuff
he'd be touching
if
the
I had
all
oh,
day.
Yeah. I'd hide there. The remote. Yeah. I would do everything in there.
Yeah. He would.
Just listen
hey,
to it because
happy,
he goes into detail.
Happy Saturday.
Hey,
happy
thank you
Saturday.
For coming
raise
on
your
Diamond.
Cups. Raise your cappuccinos.
It's
cheers.
Been real.
Cheers.
See you next Saturday.
Yep.
Town out.